On this day, the 18th of March, 1921, Carson Ali resigns. At the conclusion of questions in the House of Commons yesterday, Mr. Lloyd George rose and said, "It is my very painful duty to read to the House a letter which I have just received from the Leader of the House, who writes, 'I very much regret that I have to inform you that I'm no longer able to continue my political work. The strain of the last few years has pressed very heavily upon me. Now I'm quite worn out, and my medical advisers have warned me that my physical condition is such that unless I have an immediate and long rest, an early and complete breakdown is inevitable.'" Mr. Lloyd George was deeply affected. Andrew Bonar Law was born in New Brunswick, Canada, in 1858. His father was a Presbyterian minister of Scottish descent who had emigrated from Ireland. The future Conservative leader returned to Scotland, where his education was completed. After several years in the iron and steel business, he turned his attention to politics and was elected for the Blackfriars Division of Glasgow through the Irish vote in 1900. He became leader of the Conservative Party in 1911. Sir Edward Carson and his advisers in the north of Ireland then provided the English Unionist with the policy and the war cry. The Ulster Volunteers were formed, 1913, and elaborate preparations were made to inaugurate a rebellion against an act of the Imperial Parliament. Mr. Bonar Law allied himself with Sir Edward Carson at once. The sole object was to destroy the Liberal government and get back to power themselves, without caring in the least for the consequences of their actions in regard to Ireland. They threw themselves with ferocious fervour into the Carsonite campaign of threatened rebellion. Henceforward, Mr. Bonar Law was Sir Edward Carson's henchman. Mr. Bonar Law lost two of his sons during the war. Boycott of Belfast. It is reported that Belfast goods consigned to Castle Blaney, County Monaghan, were taken from a train which was held up at Inniskeen. The goods were burned. Masked men entered the goods store of Sligo Railway Station. They broke open four boxes containing boots and confectionery and carried them away. Some of the goods were from northern firms to local traders. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note: a lifelong pipe smoker, Bonar Law was suffering from the cancer which would kill him in 1923. The son of a Coleraine Presbyterian minister, he made Ulster a strong emotional issue to rally the Tories in opposition to Asquith's third Home Rule Bill. Though indisposed during 1921, Law used his powerful influence to support Craig during the treaty negotiations.